Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Check it out. Check it out.
I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the name.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. PPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
DJ, turn it up.
Let's go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
It is now time to get your spiritual fix
and uplifting word
with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne, earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars to pay for meds for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more lit. I know it's horrid, hope we get it morbid, view with the truth orbit, we'll go on as usual, funerals, suicide portraits, shooting tie culprits, rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant, no way to beautify, torment, truth don't lie, disguise behind the pulpit, used to try, Luke and I, crucified, flesh, forfeit, I do cry, abortion, it's legal, it's legal, we the people, even divorcing, I'm forming the movement, trailblazing, torsion, still my core sins, all look back, saying look what the Lord did.
To the hottest
Christian radio show in the land. The Psalmist Voice presents It Is Here, family, where you hear inspired, awesome testimony of indie and gospel label artists, also young entrepreneurs and business owners that's making a statement in the kingdom of God. And I am your most humbled host, the Psalmist Voice. Today we have a very special guest on today's show. KPV presents gospel recording artist Ava Foster. She's in the building, and we're going to chop it up with her and talk about her latest projects and much, much more. So family, let's sit back, let's relax, and enjoy the sounds of my special guest, gospel recording artist Ava Foster. So family, I know, y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just got to know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Community choirs starting at a tender age of 5. Ava's booming voice is an outward reflection of her heart and love to encourage others through the Word of God. Ava's anointing precedes her sound, consuming an atmosphere she's in, different in how she would describe herself. The difference has brought on a whole new sound to the Christian community. The unique yet powerful psalmist has pinned her as the queen of neo-soul gospel, a frequency that grabs at the attention of both young and old. Her debut album, Only God, is transforming lives from generation to generation. She recently released a single, Joy on the Other Side of Pain, derailing a story of trials and triumph. She currently is in studio singing and recording and writing music that will leave a lasting impact for years to come. Although singing is her gift, her passion is to reel in the hearts of the unchurched, outlooked, and forgotten, overlooked and forgotten souls, to show them the love of God through her music. She believes that music is universal medicine to the soul, with a goal to reach individuals right where they are, changing eternity one soul at a time. Born and raised in Tennessee, Texas, was good. Ava now in Clarksville, Tennessee, crediting her vocal gifts to God while honoring her own heroes, Pastor Louis B. Jones and her mother, Patsy Cleveland, for seeing and cultivating her gift. She also credits her king on the earth, Archie Pence, also her manager, and her growing success as a psalmist. She is a mother of four and with the four amazing children, and she is an amazing queen and wife. ladies and gentlemen, Stars Voice family, let me introduce to you the one and only gospel recording artist and psalmist, Ava.
All right.
God
what
bless you. Well, what's good? Thank you so very much for coming on the show today. I know we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to cut to the chase. And again, I give honors to your king of your life, your husband, and thank you so very much for his humble humility and also getting in touch with the Psalmist Voice Radio Network to make this happen. And thank you for your time for allowing to make this happen. I am humbly and honored for everyone that comes on this platform because God gets all of glory, not me. But again, let's get into the meat and potatoes, shall we? So just give the family a little bit of backdrop. Of course, your bio was just basically, it said everything we need to say. But let's just hear from the woman herself in regards to your journey as a gospel artist. What does that look like to you from the start and from present day of when you've been singing? Just give the family a little bit of backdrop on that, and let's have some fun. Let's get it. You have the floor.
Awesome. Wow. It's something about when God places a gift inside you, you know, it's just, it's unexplainable. I knew at a very early age, you know, that I enjoyed singing and everything. So growing up in the church, we were the choir. I had eight of us, and my mother was a musician. And she kind of forced us into being the church choir. I enjoyed it, not so much the other ones. But as my journey took place, I just really started singing in schools and everything and just really got a passion for, you know, just learning the art of it and just seeing how it just transformed people's lives. Man, when I gave my life to God, you know, he just really placed that burden on me as far as, like, reaching out to others. And music was the only thing that kind of helped me growing up. A lot of things happened, you know, in homes, you know, I was in a Pentecostal home, but, you know, life still continues. There's things that happen, and I always kind of escape through my music. And so I learned at an early age that that really could bring about a change in a person's life. You know, just the words of a song can just transform your whole day. That's kind of how it started for me, and if God, you know, grew me in, just, you know, my gift made room for me. I really just engulfed myself into singing, I mean, in writing. I write, you know, from my heart, just different experiences that I've had. You know, I know that I'm not the only one that goes through those things, so I just wanted to reach the next person. Someone may be going through the same thing. Someone may have come out of that, you know, they could relate. Maybe someone hadn't even experienced it yet, but if they hear my song and, you know, it could transform their life and their situation. So I really love just ministering through song. You know, I know that it would transform a person's mindset, encourage them and motivate them. You know, that's my whole purpose, just to show God's love through my music. So it's been a great journey, a challenging journey, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, God is yet increasing. He's yet doing a wonderful work in me and in my music ministry, and I'm just grateful for it. You know, we're still moving forward. And just expecting God to do great things.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I wanted to congratulate you on your nominations recently, and that is an awesome feat in itself. Being an indie artist and trying to break in into the gospel music arena, it's challenging, and to say the least. And a lot of motivation. Does come from your sources, which is your core, your family, your friends, loved ones, your church. Having that financial, but spiritual backing to help you evolve in your craft, that's a feat in itself. But Ava, what point did you realize you had an artistic and creative gift, and if anyone helped you hone that gift along the way as far as in your spiritual aspect of things, how did you see that coming into fruition in the natural as well?
Well, I would have to honor my my grandfather. He just recently passed this past August. But, you know, growing up, he was also our pastor, and he saw that gift a long time ago. He's seen it before, I guess most people did. And he encouraged me along the way. You know, he always told me, either you have a gift that's going to, you know, reach thousands. And I think because of him, I never gave up on that gift. And I always did just push harder and harder. But, yeah, I have to give him that honor for cultivating that gift. You know, he was also a singer. And he just pushed me in every area that he could in that arena. So grateful for him. And because of him, I'm still going forward today.
Amen. Amen. Now, with the progression, and, you know, I've heard, I listened to your track, So Amazing, and I'm like, I've heard you have not only the sound of the old, but you also have a neo soul sneaking up on you type of sound that is like, what in the world? Like, it's like you're able to change your atmosphere of your vocals in like 2.5 milliseconds, and then you get from the neo soul transfer to the praise and worship Pentecostal transference, and I'm like, what in the world? I said, that is a gift. I mean, you can have, of course, I'm not going to sit here and say not having vocal training doesn't help. I'm not saying that. But just when you go into that as a psalmist, because I understand that as well, as a psalmist, you have to understand that your responsibility is going into the next level, going into the inner court, allowing the Spirit of God to come down and be able to touch everywhere, any person that you are, any platform that you're singing in. Your responsibility is to make sure the Spirit of God is in the house. So with that, how do you take those moments when you are singing on the platform and you have those experiences? How much of those experiences you rather have than to be singing on the platform and entertaining? And is there a difference to you?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I've always been told, you know, I'm not an entertainer. And when I sing, it's strictly ministry for me. So I go inside. Like, I don't really, you know, I don't do all the things that people would do in the entertainment industry. But I want to minister to the soul of a person. So that's what's important to me. So however the Lord moves, I feel like it's the anointing. You know, the anointing is what makes the difference. It's not necessarily all the talent. But if I can't reach your spirit, if I can't reach the soul of a person, then I didn't do my job, because I don't come to entertain. Because when I look back over my life and I see where God has brought me from, I know the depth of sin that I was in. I know the darkness that surrounded me at one point in my life. Like, I don't have time to play. You know, I'm not coming to scratch. I want to come and to get a soul delivered. I want someone to come and feel rejuvenated, encouraged, you know. So that is my ultimate goal. When I come into a building, if I have an event, I'm coming to minister to the soul. I'm not coming to give you a show. You know, I want God to have his way in whichever way he desires. You know, I open myself up to him, and that's how I flow. So it's not rehearsed or anything. I just say, God, have your way. and he does just that. So I want to continue to flow in that arena.
Amen. Amen. And that's the focal point of any gospel artist, because honestly, when you get higher, a lot of us forget, and I'm just speaking truth in the matter. You forget And you start getting on different platforms, and you start realizing, oh wow, I'm not singing in the church no more. I'm actually on the on the BET Awards singing in front of all these people. And you know when you realize, you know, on the business aspect, how gospel music is under attack like no other. You have to understand that the higher you go, the more spirits of deception, the more spirits of, oh, good, you need, girl, you need to start letting those goosebumps start rising on people, start stirring their flesh instead of their spirit. And, you know, it's like it becomes an entertainment thing. And, like, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and shoot Sunday's Best by no means. I'm not here to shoot anybody on what they think God is doing as far as ministry goes. But having a personal experience in that, I understand that it was not Sunday's Best. It was more of entertaining the best. And if you entertain the best and you're able to modulate and hit vocal chords and hit different high ranges, and you're able to move the flesh instead of moving the spirit, that's what was looked for. And honestly, for me, that was heartbreaking because I'm like, how can you promote a brand called Sunday's Best, have thousands of people come into your platform and auditioning, and all you want is the next best entertainer? Now, listen, that's just how it is. It looks exactly the way it is. And when you go into the background of things, you're like, wow. But anyway, this ain't about me and my experiences, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, because I wanted to throw that out there because a lot of artists run to these platforms and they're like, wow, maybe if I can get a shot at this and that, and maybe I can boost my career if I go this route. Man, a lot of these men and women have sold their souls, and I'm going to keep it like that because that's a whole nother show, whole nother topic. But we're talking about your elevation in God and what God is doing in your ministry, so we're going to get right back to the point. But you've been pretty open about your music and about emerging from some of the moments in your dark past. And, you know, for me, tell the family, what did that look like for you as you started evolving in your craft and writing and singing and recording? And was there ever a point that you thought you might not make it out of that dark place? And can you describe to the family what that moment was and what it was like for you to come out of that place?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You know, like I am very transparent. So, you know, my life is an open book. But when I talk to people, you know, I grew up in a family, like I said, was Pentecostal. So everybody, you know, my parents were strict, you know, very strict. And but we were the kids, you know, we were yet learning life. And I had a lot of dark places in there. You know, when I left home, you know, I went out and did my thing, so I thought, and ended up in some bad situations. I just thank God, you know, for praying parents, you know, even though they weren't perfect parents, they yet prayed for us. They were great parents, but sometimes when we have our own journey, you know, in life. And so sometimes God takes us down different paths. And for me, you know, wow, just to come out of the things that I was in, you know, God just, he wooed me, you know, he showed me his love when I didn't feel love. You know, I was always looking for love in the wrong places. I was always trying to be accepted by the world when God had called me to stand out of that. You know, he called me to stand alone, but at that time I was just trying to find myself. And in that, you know, the enemy, he just really takes advantage of those situations when you're young, and you're just looking, you're searching for something, you know, and you're trying this, you're trying that. But I just thank God, he spared my life even in the course of all of that. So I owe him everything, you know. And so in the midst of that, I've always done writing and stuff. I just kind of, when I'm feeling, I write it down. And, you know, he was pruning me the whole time, even when I wasn't aware of it. You know, God was making me then. And so, man, when he brought me out of that, like there's no other place I would rather be than to be in his court. And if I could just win someone
to Christ, you know, especially the youth. You know, it's a lot of them are searching and looking and not feeling love, not feeling that people are concerned about them. Man, if I could just win those people, you know, just someone to take some time out and say, you are important, you know, you're worth that. A lot of times you can be overlooked, especially in the church, realm. You know, your family, you know, everybody thinks that you're okay. And we go through the same issues as everyone else. We're human first, you know. And that platform that our parents had, that wasn't for us. We weren't, you know, praying and all this, what they were doing. So the enemy was yet attacking us. So we still needed that. We still needed somebody to say, hey, you know, you're important. Well, you're worth, you know, you're worth this. You're, you know, God have a plan for you. You know, we need to hear those things as young people. And because I did it, you know, I always searched for it in other places. But I tell you, God, he makes all the difference. You know, he changed my life around completely. I owe him everything. You know, I love to write and minister through my songs, you know, and that's what I'll do. And if I can win one person along the way, you know, I'm a happy camper.
Amen.
God is a transformer. He does transform lives, and I believe his power still exists today, you know. It still exists.
Amen. Well, we're going to transition to the music of what you do, and I just wanted you to explain to the family the journey of the songs that you've written. We have One Touch. What was your spiritual journey with the process of writing it and then producing it and actually getting it laid down? How was the journey in One Touch from beginning, writing, and completion, and what was the mission behind this song?
Oh, goodness. I came down to visit my father. He was minister. He's an evangelist also, and he had called up a prayer line this particular Sunday. God give me inspiration through just whatever. It could just be anything. and my father, he had called up a prayer line, and he was, you know, I just seen the people, how he was just putting, you know, he was just praying for them. He was laying his hands on the people, and they were just falling under the Spirit. You know, they were just being touched by God. And I was saying to myself, God, all we need is just one touch, you know. One touch from God, it makes the difference. So that was the beginning of that song. Just being in the presence of God, moving like he was. And I seen the people just being touched by his Spirit. I said, wow, this is what we need in this hour. We just need one touch from God. And so I put my own experiences in that. You know, a lot of times we're doing things on our own. We're trying to make decisions on our own. We just, you know, we're not going in the right path. Even Christians, sometimes we can stray. We can get off course as well. And I was just thinking, man, if we only had one touch, just one touch from God, just a real touch, not just superficial stuff. No, we need an actual touch from God. It makes the difference. And so I started writing my experiences down on paper. And, we found a producer, you know, that related and just brought it into fruition. And, that is a great song. That's just a very transparent song. That can be for anybody, you know. Whatever phase you are in your life, you know, we all have those moments where we know, God, we just need you to step in. You know, we just need one touch, and we have to be open to that. You know, we have to be honest before God. You know, he knows us anyway. He knows us better than we know ourselves, but he yet wants us to call out to him and reach out to him. And so that's what that song is about. It's just that transparent moment where we're saying, Lord, I just need one touch from you. I'm tired of doing things on my own. It's not working out for me. You know, but I know if you touch it, I know if you touch the situation, it's going to be well. So that's how that song became.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have two more songs that we want to go through. Also, we have the second song that I have is Joy on the Other Side of Pain. Now, I'm excited about that one just on the title alone. So, Tell the family briefly the process on that song as well. Where were you?
Wow.
When everything was laid down, how, you know, what was the focus for that song as well when it was finally on final production, ready to get out?
Man, I tell everybody, my husband was the inspiration for that song. We have both gone through failed marriages, and I have, like I said, it's for a later show, but I have gone through some pretty rough spots, you know, in my life. And sometimes you don't feel like you can come out of that. Sometimes you can be so low, you know, going through things that are so low and just so trying. You don't think that there is a way out. Sometimes you don't see the sunshine, you know, from the clouds. Sometimes you don't feel like there is a tomorrow when you can be so far in depression. Just trials could be hitting you from, you know, from all over. And sometimes you just don't see, you don't see a way out. And I was in that place before. And, then when I, you know, God just started changing my life. You know, it says, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it will come in the morning. So that it was my inspiration. I wanted to encourage the next person. So when I met my husband, God brought a lot with him. I mean, this man, he was, I can't even put it into words. God just really poured himself on me through this man, just his love. And I said, man, there's joy on the other side of pain. So you can be going through, but I can rest assured you that God will bring joy in your life. I don't even remember, you know, it takes me a while to just sit back. And when I do have those memories of my past, I can only thank God for what he's done, you know, how he's transformed my life. So that is to encourage the next person to know there is joy on the other side of pain. Just keep holding on. It's coming.
Amen.
Your change is on the way.
Amen.
Just don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on God. He will bring it to pass.
Amen. Well, on that testimony, we're going to go ahead and bless the family with One Touch and Joy on the Other Side of Pain. So, Psalmist Ava Foster, introduce to the family those two tracks, and we're going to play them right now and let the family be blessed. So, Psalmist Ava Foster, you have the floor.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy, and let One Touch minister to your soul. After One Touch, I want you to know that there is joy on the other side of pain. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, joy is on the other side.
Amen. Well, on that note, let's go. We got Psalmist Ava Foster, One Touch, right here on the Psalmist Voice Presents. Enjoy the ministry, and we will be right back with more of Psalmist Ava Foster in the building. Keep it locked, family. We'll be right back.
This is the sound of the voice.
Doing things on my own and making bad.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the psalmist voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
We are back. I just almost forgot that we had a show to do. Just saying. My goodness. The God-given talent of our special guest, gospel recording artist, Thomas Ava Foster. She's in the building, family. And, of course, I want you to give the family all of your social media outlets, where they can reach you, where they can book you, where they can get your music and all that jazz before we continue on with the interview. You have the floor.
Awesome. You know, you can always find me on Facebook under Ava Foster Page, fan page. That's Iva Foster Page fan page. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, all of that under Iva Foster. I have a website that is www.iamladyiva.com. That's www.iamladyiva.com. And I am on all of your digital stores, all digital stores. You can look me up iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, and of course YouTube. You can find me on all those platforms.
Yes.
And I look forward to hearing from you. Definitely look forward to hearing from everyone.
Amen, amen. But I also want to give a special shout out as well to my new affiliates, KBRG, The Bridge. Thank you so very much for your support, gentlemen, and the merger that's going to take place between the Psalmist Voice Radio Network and KBRG. And I will definitely forward your music to the station as well, so they can listen to your ministry on the West Coast and beyond. So again, you know, it's a team effort. It ain't about who's the best person out here and all that jazz, because I truly don't believe in that. I believe in, if we all work together for the same mission, your message and everyone else's message will be scattered across the globe, not only in preaching, but also in vocal ministry. Man, I'm telling you, your sound is just ridiculous, and I'm saying that in a good way, because I mean, I'm sitting here like, okay, I got to go back and do this interview before she's like, what in the world? What happened to the Psalmist voice? He tripping. So yeah, let's get back on track here, and let's talk about your single that's actually making a lot of waves as well. So amazing. Now, where did that come from as far as when you were writing it, producing it, and the finished product of that? What was the target for that, and where did that come from in regards to when it came out of your belly to actually producing it on the track and letting it play for everyone to listen to? Just share us the story in regards to So Amazing.
Wow. Whew. So Amazing came about. You know, a lot of times when we're going through trials and your tribulations, we can have the spirit of complaining. And sometimes it just takes that moment to just sit back, look at the things that God has already done for you. Sometimes it can get you out of that little funk that you're in. Because when you're in, you know, the enemy has a way of just keep reeling you on in, and next thing you know, you're so depressed, you know. But I wanted to just totally give God glory. I've been in those places of depression. I've been in those places of defeat. And just to look back, you know, and look back where I was and to see where I am today, that's all I have for God is this adoration. I honor him. I just love him. I'm in love with him, you know, and I can, the only thing to come out with, like, Lord, you are so amazing. You know, I no longer walk in fear. I used to just have the spirit of fear that kind of controlled my being, and I don't walk in that anymore. God, he truly makes a difference. I'm like, man, if you could just taste and see how good he is, you wouldn't want to go back, you know.
Yes.
So Amazing is just, it's a song that just, it shows, you know, and so many of us have walked that path. So many of us will have the same testimony. So it's just for the worshipers, man. You can just look back over your life and just give God glory. So Amazing is just a song to give God glory, give him his honor that's due him. He's so amazing, you know. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? He is so amazing. He makes all things right,
amen.
You know, even when you're going through and don't see your way, he's working it out. He's working on your behalf. He hasn't forgotten about it. So, yeah, he's just truly amazing. I love him. Just spreading the good news.
Amen.
Just wanted you to join and just worship with me on this song. Yeah, so amazing.
Amen. Well, we have some callers on the line, and I'm not sure if they wanted to interject before you go. I wanted to get them on to see if they wanted to speak to you. And, of course, for security purposes, callers, we will not disclose your full phone number. We will only read the last four digits of your phone number. Now, if you do not want to be on the show, just say pass, and we will move forward to the next caller. So, caller, last four digits, 7430. 7430. You are on the line with the Psalmist voice and gospel recording artist, Psalmist Ava Foster. Welcome to the show, caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, sir.
Can you? Good morning. Just wanted
we can
to
hear.
Send
yes,
a shout
sir.
Out to the. Can you hear me? Yes. Just want to send a shout out to your guest artist here. Blessings to you. I'm also a writer and musician and a pastor, and my wife is a vocalist. And we just want to send love out to you and just encourage you to continue. Your music sounds excellent. And, you know, we'd love to connect with you and whatever way we can, musically and just spiritually, and just continue to lift you up and keep you before God and just encourage you to continue in your ministry. And I know how hard the business can be, the industry. I've been on both sides of the fence. And I tell you, you know, just like you were saying, you have a love and you have a passion for the spiritual. You know, I've done the secular side, and that was okay during that time when I didn't know anything about God. But when I became, you know, a brand new creature, I was able to transform myself and go, you know, God was able to transform me and bring me over to the right side of the so only question I would have for you is what's next? What's next after this album? Are you working on a new album, or you know, are you thinking about doing videos, or you know, what's on the horizon for you?
Wow. Yes, I'm currently, thank you for that. Thank you for that encouragement word. I really appreciate that. I really do. I'm in the studio now. You know, I'm still traveling. We're traveling and ministering. I'll be heading to London in a few months to minister in song there. And we're just letting the Lord just lead and guide us. You know, we're open vessels. And just where you say, wherever he leads me, I'll follow. Wherever his desire is. My husband is also my manager. So he does all of my books and everything. So you can get in contact with RCK. I don't know if they have information. But you can, yeah, leave your information with a gentleman here. And yeah, we'll definitely be in contact. So we're just looking for God to continue to do great and mighty things, you know, it's through the Spirit. So we're just open vessels. Excited to be used by God. That's what it's about in this hour. Bringing in the souls, bringing in the kingdom. Kingdom work. It's important. Definitely important.
Amen. Amen. Well, caller, thank you so much for calling in onto the show to speak with our special guest, gospel recording artist, Psalmist Ava Foster. And again, God bless you, caller. Stay on the line because we're not done just yet, because we still got to play her debut single that's just really making waves in the kingdom. So amazing. So stay on the line and to continue to be blessed by the ministry of Ava Foster. And again, caller, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next caller. Caller 4918. 4918. You are on the line with Psalmist Ava Foster and the Psalmist Voice. Welcome to the Psalmist Voice Defense, caller.
Praise the Lord. Great is the Lord, and greatly is he to be praised. My name is Evangelist Kirk, praise God, and I was a little late coming on TPV Radio Network, but I'll tell you, when I did come on, I heard that beautiful voice of yours that God has given you, and the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he has no sorrow with it, and a gift is as a precious stone in the hands of him that hath it, and wheresoever turneth, it shall prosper, and that gift that God has given you in your voice, it shall prosper. In a mighty, mighty way. This is your season, my sister. This is your season. And God is truly going to open up the windows of heaven to pour our blessings upon you. And I can't get over it. I mean, I was just, you know, I barely got in and I started hearing your music and I was truly impressed. And I could hear the love of God in your heart. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Well, callers, thank you so much for coming into the show, because I know our artist has to go in a few. But again, thank you so much for taking the time out to call in and to speak those words of encouragement to our special guests. Again, caller, hold the line, because we're not just done yet. We still got So Amazing
Praise
to play,
God.
And you'll be blessed by to that
be
ministry as well. Amen. So,
okay.
Caller, hold the line, and we're going to go to our final caller. Last four digits, 1871. 1871, you are on the line with Psalmist Ava Foster and the Psalmist Voice. Welcome to the Psalmist Voice Presents. Welcome, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Sister Ava Foster.
Hey, this is Bishop Willie Horn at Radio KBRG down here on the West Coast. We just want to say, wow. That's all I can say is, wow. I really enjoyed your ministry, and as we were listening to your ministry, I just had to get my shout out. Amen. Hey, it's just amazing to hear the gospel artists that are out there that are doing the work that God has called them to do, and you know we're the supporters of all the beautiful gospel artists that are out there, and we really appreciate your ministry. And I just want to say to you, we love it. And if you don't mind, we'd like to spin it down here on the West Coast and introduce you to our people on this side of town, if that's okay with you.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
That's awesome.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. We'll be getting in touch with TVV, our affiliate. Those of you that are listening to me out there on this radio station, you just heard the voice of Ava Foster. Hey, this is Grammy. This is a Grammy voice right here, y'all. So y'all get ready. Amen. You got to hear more of her here on KBRG. God bless you, TVV, my affiliate, my big brother, my little brother down there on the Texas side of town at the place where nobody knows, and it's not even on the map. Okay. We're talk to you later.
Bye bye. Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless you, Bishop Willie Horn, KBRG, the Bridge on the West Coast, man. Thank you so very much again for that. And yeah, I am in a little town called Carpus Cove, 15 minutes away from Fort Hood, Texas, which is the largest military installation in the nation. But again, you know, Carpus Cove is those little towns in between. So, yeah, we're going to be on the map, and actually we're on the map now. So God bless everyone that has been supporting the vision of TPV Ministries. But again, yes, it's about you. So, again, thank you so very much for tuning in and coming on the show. And before we play last track, do you have any encouraging words you'd like to give to the family? And also, again, give your family all of your social media platforms and how they can contact you in regards of getting your ministry to their respective location.
Awesome. Once again, my name is Ava Foster. You can find me on all of your social media, Instagram, Twitter, at Ava Foster. I do have an Ava Foster Taste fan page. You can find me on Facebook. My website is www.imladyiva.com. That's www.imladyiva.com. You can find me on Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, and yours truly, YouTube, amongst others. But I just wanted everyone to just be encouraged and choose to have joy. Choose joy. It is in your power to choose, you know. Just be encouraged and just stay the course. Stay the course.
Amen.
So
amen. Well, thank you for taking the time out to be on the show once again. I know I'm saying it redundantly, but I am truly honored to have you. And thank you so very much for being on here. And could you please introduce to the family your track, So Amazing? It's going to play live right now on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. So please, with all due respect and honor, gospel recording artist,
Ava Foster, could you please introduce to the family your so amazing track that's going to play right now on The Psalmist Voice Presents. Take it away.
Amen. I want you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy, and let this song minister to your soul. I know we can all relate to how amazing God is in our lives, things that he's brought us out of. Just let this minister to you, and I hope that you enjoy your day and continue to be blessed in him. So amazing.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know you got to get going, but we're going to make sure we play this on right now. And again, thank you so very much for your ministry, and God bless you and your manager and husband and king. And we thank you so very much for him being transparent and humble as well, and allowing us to interview you, because indeed it's been a true honor and pleasure to have you. I wish I had you on a little longer, but we know life goes on and things have to get done, and we have to take care of our responsibilities. So again, you know, we're sorry that we can't keep you on long, but again, I just want to again give you an encouraging word that don't let the devil stop you from what God has already implanted in you, and continue to pursue the heart of God, and the doors of heaven will open to you, and the doors of this mortal world that we live in, you'll be able to walk through doors, and you'll be able to go to venues that were not able for any of us to walk through, and you'll be able to be a blessing, and you'll be able to set free the people that need to be set free just through your music. Yeah. And again, God bless you, Iva Foster. Thank you again so very much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to go, yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to go ahead and play your music, and we're going to get it in, and that's all the time that we have on today, family. So just be blessed by the music and the ministry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Blessed by the music and ministry of Iva Foster, right here on The Psalmist Voice Presents. And always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see The Psalmist Voice in your hood and Psalmist Iva Foster in your churches, in your platforms, in the big arenas, walk with the ministry. Walk with us. We're going to take the show away with So Amazing right here on The Psalmist Voice Presents. God bless you, family, and be blessed by the sounds of Iva Foster. God bless you. We'll see you next time on The Psalmist Voice Presents.
So that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing. I am
nobody who could love me like you. You love me in spite of me. When I look back over my life, I see your hand always providing, always protecting me.
The sound of the